Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother was the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph, Asaph the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah, Josiah the father of Zechariah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, Abiud the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok, Zadok became the father of Ahim, Ahim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar, Eleazar became the father of Mathan, Mathan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Thus the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations. From David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations. From the Babylonian exile to the Christ, 14 generations. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we enter into the second part of Advent, this proximate preparation for Christmas, which begins on December 17th, when there are specific liturgies for every single day, numbered by the date, we will be accompanied by these very famous and rich O antiphons, they're called, which the Church prays twice a day. The Church prays it at the Gospel acclamation in every Mass. The Church prays it at the Magnificat, that all those who pray the liturgy, the hours, will say at nighttime. It's meant to help us to do two things: to call out to the Lord, because there's always a title, and then to ask that Lord to whom we're just invoked to do something special for us. This is where we get all the verses for O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. But if all you know is O Come, Emmanuel, you won't really get the point for two reasons. O Come, Emmanuel mixes up a little bit of the order. And then second, the translation's not all that hot. Neither is the translation here. O wisdom of our God Most High, guiding creation with power and love, come to teach us the path of knowledge. We're turning to the Lord as the great wisdom, the wisdom that stretches from sea to sea at all times, from the beginning to the end. And we're asking Him specifically to lead us in the way of prudence, in the way of right judgment, in the way of making decisions properly. So that influences the way we're going to live this day, and particularly approach the wisdom of God as He gives it to us in the readings. Let's focus on how the Lord's trying to lead us along the way of prudence with this genealogy. This morning, Pope Francis, it's his birthday today, he's 77, gave a beautiful homily in the Domo Sancte Marte, where he lives, which he says many people over the course of his 77 years, when they hear this genealogy of Jesus says it's a, say it's about as interesting as listening to the reading of a telephone book. But he says there's a part of that that's true, and then there's a part of that that's absolutely missing the point. Because what he says, the first thing we're supposed to grasp as we hear this is history. Every Jew would generally set up his credentials for anything. Any member of a high priestly family, even Josephus, the great Jewish historian, starts off his entire book of the Jewish history giving his own credentials by describing that he was really Jewish. Going all the way back, it was an incredibly important argument. And here we see St. Matthew tracing Jesus' lineage to two unbelievably important figures in the mind of every Jew. First, Abraham, our father in faith. And then second, David. Jesus would be called so many times Son of David, was with Son of Man the most popular titles used for Jesus. Son of David was a shorthand for the Messiah, the long-awaited one. And here it's sketched out how Jesus is precisely both. Important for us to grasp. We pray before Mass every day in the Angelus, the Word became flesh and dwelled among us. Pope Francis this morning said, the Word became history and walked with us in order to guide us into that path of wisdom. He shared our own history. That's the first thing we grasp when we look at this. Second thing is that the history he assumed is always a salvation history. And you see the three main stages of salvation history depicted here. First stage of salvation history is depicted in that progression from Abraham all the way to David. And David's being crowned king of Israel. It is a reminder that we are all called to greatness, just like David. Greatness. But in that second stage, we see what happened. From David to the Babylonian exile, we see that we lost that greatness. The Jews were sent into exile precisely because of their sins. They lost that great dignity by their own bad choices because they didn't allow the wisdom of God to guide them along those paths of prudence. But then in that third section of the genealogy, we see the redemption. We see that it all culminates in Jesus, who wants to take us back not to the beginning, but to take us to a place even greater than the beginning, because we recognize how much we're loved, that God would do so much for us. So as he became history, he became salvation history, and he wants us to enter into that same stream. Third part of the salvation history is there's room for all of us. One of the things that's always been, there have been two things really noted that have been strange about this genealogy from the beginning. The first is, normally there would never be the mention of a woman when they were writing this 2,000 years ago in Jewish history. But we have the mention of a few different women here. We have the mention of Rahab. Anybody remember what she did for a living? She's a prostitute. Ruth wasn't even Jew. He's a foreigner, a Moabite. Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah, an adulteress. We see built in to this genealogical tree of Jesus, sinners grafted on, that Jesus himself was going to redeem. It's a great sign that no matter who we are or what we've done, the Lord wants to save us all. He wants to make us all a part of his family. He wants to make the sinners we know part of his family. He wants to use us as the transplant surgeons to be able to get them into that family tree. In most cultures, over the course of time, there were never last names. If you had a last name, it would either be the place you were born, or the thing that you did, silversmith, for example, or it would be from whose line you came. For example, with the Irish, we've got McDaniel, son of Daniel. McCormick, son of Cormick. Or we've got Thomas of Aquino. We've got Francis of Assisi. We've got Catherine of Siena, all places. Pope Francis says, when God entered history and made it salvation history, and he wanted us to enter into that salvific stream, we gave him the last name. He said, what is God's last name? He said, he revealed it to Moses in the burning bush. I am the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He says, just as much as that's true, he wants to be the God of Roger, of Isidore, of Carol, of Jean. He wants us to give him his specific family name. He wants to be the God of our whole family tree. He wants us to be part of his family tree. That's when the salvation history that we mark in this genealogy adds our name to it. That's precisely what he wants to do. That's the way of wisdom, to recognize that God came down from heaven to earth to make a family. And he wants us so much to be a living, loving member of that family. The more we do, the more we will know his wisdom, and the more we'll be able to walk step by step with wisdom incarnate. O wisdom of God Most High, guiding creation with power and love, come to teach us this way of prudence. Praise be Jesus Christ.